From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of snow, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
You know, short and sweet. We just got to say hi to everybody on podcast land. Welcome to Beers with the Brewers.
You having a beer?
You having a beer?
Yeah, I'm having a beer.
What do you want?
Heard that pool party's pretty good.
Okay.
We're just winging it this week. I've got myself, Mark.
Yep.
Walt.
We're off the grid.
We're off the rails. And, hey, we got Tony Cipriani joining us.
Hi, everybody.
You get a full last name since you're not, you know, always on here, but T-Sips. It's a pleasure to have you.
T-Sips on Slack. I think this is my introductory to this. I haven't done this yet.
Yeah, so we don't really have a beer coming out this
week.
Pretty
good.
But we got one word I can sum this show up about. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's a show about nothing.
It's a show about nothing.
Yeah. Well, we got something to talk about.
No. Nothing happens.
Well, something happens.
Well, something. I mean, remember that time we went to the Chinese restaurant and had to wait a while?
Yeah.
That could be a show.
We had a reservation. But anyway.
We had a reservation.
Doesn't matter. We're going to start off by running through our events like we usually do. And then we're going to just talk about some beer stuff and see where we go. So events first.
What do we have?
Well, beer garden movie and music series just chugging along. If you didn't know, we got music every Thursday night and every Sunday afternoon. Well, until the weather starts to be bad, but bad in a different way than it is right now.
Yeah.
When it starts to get cold.
Cold. Yeah.
So come on out, listen to some tunes in the beer garden with us Thursday night or Sunday afternoon, whatever you decide is better for you. And then Wednesday nights, we got movie series going. Red, White, and Boom, July 3rd. It's kind of a big deal around here in Columbus. And it turns out we've got a pretty good view from our beer garden of the fireworks. So come on down for that. We're going to have live music all day. We're calling it Boom Tunes. We've got Souther. We've got Mung Bean featuring Land Grant bartender Emma.
Man, these are two Land Grant.
Montezuma. Featuring
that's three, isn't it? Whoa. Is that all three of those Land Grant
fans? Well, Vinny played in Souther for a while, but I don't think he's in the band anymore.
But he is in Montezuma. So our sustainability manager, Vinny, is in Montezuma. So Montezuma keeps Souther, Mung Bean, and Ender keeps coming all the way from Nashville.
Oh, that's cool.
That's real cool.
DJ
Al.
He'll be bookending the performances. Let's see. That's July 3rd. Fireworks. We'll have some food, we'll have music, obviously beer, and we got a perfect view of the fireworks. Then our friends at Root Insurance are going to be down here. We're going to have a photo booth. I think they're doing some rideshare giveaway stuff. Make sure you get home safe from all the boom stuff. But yeah, put that on your calendar. And then we're looking ahead to Backyard Barbecue in August, I believe, and anniversary party in September.
Whoa.
So that's way down the line, or at least feels like it. But I guess it's not that far.
It'll be here before we know it. Big 5-year celebration.
Yeah. So some cool stuff, obviously, to come on both those fronts.
Is that segment like, if you don't know, now you know?
Yeah.
There we go. We're going to call it that segment. If you don't know, now you know.
Events.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah.
I stole it.
Tony's filling in.
You're late.
You're on the roof.
You're a little tardy. We have a photo shoot in 10 minutes.
Do you want to pause and plug in another
go grab microphone? All we need is a... Get over here. Adam Benner, you made it.
Feels like a South Carolina day. We finally have summer. It's muggy and 85. It's beautiful. Chris and I were up on the roof fixing the exhaust fan so we can get rid of some of that mugginess out in the back.
Nice.
It's a little tardy, but didn't get rained on. Got off the roof just in time.
That's good.
Did you already talk about the inaugural putting challenge, Land Grant putting challenge that happened in the beer garden last night?
I did not talk about that.
Which
tell us all about it.
Mark was the champion of the first nine holes, but we were doing a best of three. I did take the next two, but Mark was the first nine hole challenge winner.
Yeah,
with the two hole in ones.
Yeah, I did have two hole in ones, and then also, I think I only beat you by like a stroke, right?
Yeah, I think both times. I think it was close. It came down to the ninth hole every time that we were playing. So you gotta know the breaks.
Yeah, and I think the lesson learned is if you start with pool party, stick with pool party. Because as soon as I got some greenies,
you switched to greenie and I took over.
And you would think that would be a natural, but maybe it just boosted your skills.
Boosted Mark, swing juice.
It's made for golf.
You got to dance with who you came to the dance with.
Yeah, see, that's a good point. Gets you in trouble.
How are the land grant greens? Are they fast? Are they slow?
They roll about a 9 on the stint meter, which is relatively fast. They're choppy at times. There are some very interesting breaks right near the hole. So,
yeah.
But there's a couple that are straight that are good. A couple that need to be pressed down a little bit. But
gotta get the greenskeeper out there to take care of that.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. We're excited for that to open up here in a couple weeks. More details on that to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with our show about nothing today, we do have a loose outline. Mark here.
I'm leaving
town.
He's
about to say bon voyage and hop the pond.
Wiedersehen, I think, is what they might say.
I don't think they say that in the Czech Republic. And I
thought you're going to Austria, too. Don't they speak German?
And that is German. You're right.
Yeah. So we thought we'd talk European beer a little bit and maybe talk travel drinking as well.
So I'm going to Prague, and, you know, it's inspired by Pool Party, because Pool Party is an amazing Czech pilsner.
Prague, the city, was inspired by Pool Party.
Right. So as soon as they found out Land Grant was making us a really good pilsner, they thought, why don't we go back in time and make that?
Let's brew a pilsner Urquell, which means of the pool party. Urquell.
Of the pool party. You're right. It's direct translation.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah. I'll probably visit Pilsen. I might run over for a day on the train and probably go to the Pilsner Urquell Brewery. I want to drink the unfiltered. They take it right off the wood casks down in the cave cellar thing, the underground. So that's probably the tour portion that I would like to see.
That'll be cool.
Because history. History. Yeah. That's the reason.
Is there anything you're excited to drink other than Pilsner?
So I think, and you know, I'm not going to be able to say everything right because I haven't been there yet, but I'm sure I'll have a new language in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the Pilsner Urquell is served, at Tanknova pubs, which is where they have like a large tank of Pilsner Urquell. They come and fill it up just like at the gas station.
Like straight out the tanker?
They have a huge tank that they service off of. On tap, and then they serve it three different ways. And the first one is Mielko, which is...
with milk?
Just a straight glass of foam. It's like foam from the bottom to the top.
Oh.
And you're supposed to just throw that back and experience the hoppiness, because the hops express themselves a lot in the foam.
Okay.
And then... they've got two other ways, and I haven't learned those names yet.
I think that's just a way to get
several times.
Yeah, got to buy the foam.
It might be cheaper.
See,
I don't know.
Over here, they do those digital port yourself. So you know, most of those are half foam.
That's
but
another way to get people to buy.
Yeah, they just automatically do it.
Yeah, this is the way we do it. Yeah. You're gonna want to buy a glass of foam while we let this keg settle.
Well, I have a pitcher of foam.
I'll have more context when I return. But these are all things that I've heard.
Is the pint of foam we could offer? We could just
less expensive.
If we just serve exclusively,
I don't know. I'll have the answer. Yeah, I don't know. I think beer is very inexpensive. Like from what I hear, about $1.10 U.S. in the what is it? The Czech crown. Czech crown.
I think they probably use a euro, right? Or are they not
they
part
are
of the eurozone?
Yet, they're not yet on a euro, but I think they are mandated to do that within the next few years.
Well, while you're over there, you can catch you can go to a bar while the Women's World Cup's going on, celebrate the United States women's national team. That'd be pretty fun to watch some soccer while you're over there.
You won't be far from France.
I think the final is around 4th of July.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I believe it was on 4th of July last time they did the World Cup or something like that.
Yeah, it was right around
there. There was a match
there,
whether it was the summer. So, yeah. Find some expats and go cheer on the Lady Yanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, might do that. It's hard to tell what I'll get into. I'll probably have a pretty fluid week.
It sounds like an exciting trip. I hear you're hanging out with young Peter.
Young Peter, yeah. Young Peter and Sandra, good friends of mine. I'll see them in Austria and doing, some Salzburg things and then going to Kaufenberg and doing some Styrian mountain things. So
that should be cool. Well, they get some Styrian goldings while you're there. That's probably where those are
right,
from.
Right. Yeah. See that? Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe we will have some of those. I think I'm supposed to go to the Gosser Brewery in. Jan Peter was insisting that, I guess, per Sandra's email, that they take me to the Gosser Brewery to drink beer. It's the same thing we're doing right now, being at a brewery drinking beer.
Well, we'll be holding it down on that red, white, and boom here.
Man, I'm going to miss that. Sucks.
And
Boom Tunes can be off the hook. Are we doing our...
so many good bands.
Well, I guess fifth annual now. Land Grant employee cookout.
Do we have to with Ray Ray's? Well,
I always did barbecue, and then last year made Swenson's burgers, and now you can get both of those here in town better than what I can make. So
I don't agree with that.
I ain't driving up to Polaris.
I went to Swenson's
July 3rd to get a.
It was
Swenson
fine.
Burger.
It was not as good as your Swenson burger you made on the 3rd of July.
So we'll have to think. I'll have to think about that and maybe think of another cuisine. That I can, maybe I'll make the famous Benner flank steak.
Flank steak's pretty good.
Which is a tailgating classic.
Can't beat that.
So
doesn't sound bad.
That's pretty good.
Make steak something sandwiches. Terrible. I don't want to get FOMO while I'm abroad.
So if you come down for Boom Tunes, just peek your head around the back at the loading dock and say hey.
Maybe we can FaceTime. I love FaceTiming.
That's how you want to spend your European trip, right? Is FaceTiming with. All your work buddies.
Mark, actually, I hate FaceTime. I cannot stand seeing
someone
FaceTime.
When you're in
FaceTime.
Austria, try to find this beer.
Oh, what's this?
So I had this when I was in Germany, and then we went to the Swiss Alps. So I tried to go skiing, which was not a good idea because I've only snowboarded once, hence once, because I think I sprained my ankle when I went down. And then I decided, the next time I go up on a mountain, it'll be the Swiss Alps. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Sure.
So my fiance and her dad and her brother. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
Right.
And I tried to go down like once, I don't think I even went halfway down. And I spent the rest of the time in the lodge drinking. But that was one of the best pilsners I ever had. You should try to find that one.
All right.
But.
I see you checked it in on Untappd.
I did
you know
do that.
We're Untappd buds.
We
My
untapped
only
buds.
Untappd friend in the world is Tony.
T-Sips.
It's a good time.
T-Sips.
Look, it's a good time.
T-Sips on
Mr. Five Star.
T-Sips on
Five Stars.
Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That's right.
Anyway, speaking of all this fun travel activity, what's your guys' favorite, what's your favorite city to drink beers in?
Columbus, Ohio, at the Land Grant Brewing Company.
I don't think that counts as traveling.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I drove my car here today.
Clintonville, I love drinking in Clintonville.
That's true.
That doesn't count either.
Land Grant North. I don't know. I don't want to start.
Yeah.
I think, are we staying U.S. or this has got to be international? I think we want to leave the U.S.
Go international if you
Let's go international.
Yeah.
Probably being in Brussels, Belgium, because
in
they
Bruges.
Have Bruges.
It's a fucking fairy tale.
Yeah, Bruges is good. I think for beer though, Brussels, because I mean you go to that Delirium Cafe.
Delirium Cafe.
You have access to like
every beer ever made, basically.
Yeah, it's insane. And man, once again, talking about the economics of buying a pint of beer, man. So cheap, like the Flanders, the Browns, so cheap.
I remember getting like
a couple bucks
Panapot Reserva for like €5, and it's like a $20 bottle over here.
Yeah, I mean, basically the Old Bruin is just a throwaway sour over there. Old Bruin, yeah, Old Brown is basically what that translates as, and forget about it. Some of the best in the world.
I do say, on that same trip that I was able to go to Belgium, sitting in a cafe in Paris and drinking a Left Blanc, just watching the people go by. Basically, your choices are Kronborg 1664 Left Blanc or one of the what is it? What's the one Trappist? Chimay.
And Chimay.
Three choices of beer.
You're totally accurate
everywhere.
On that. Every single cafe.
You have three choices of beer. But people watching, it's good environment in the streets of Paris. So you could be watching supporting the Lady Yanks.
Yeah.
Drinking a Left Blonde.
There you go.
And then going to the matches and cheering on the U.S.
It's not bad. Yeah. What about you, Walt?
It might not be the most exciting answer, but I think my favorite city to go drink beer in, and I have a lot of experience in doing that, would be Chicago.
Chicago has now surpassed Denver and Portland as the most breweries in any city in the United States, which probably means the world because there's over like 200 breweries now.
Yeah.
Denver's great. Chicago. I've been to Denver a lot of times.
Denver's good.
Going to Denver, you just want to go to the mountains. And then Portland's fine. Bend is better. But I don't know. Chicago's great. I feel like it offers a wide variety of drinking opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, you got your old style. You got your craft stuff. You got Three Floyds. You got Half Acre. Some great beer bars, but also some great sort of divey bars.
The other Land Grant, where Chad works.
Oh, that's right. Chad, manager
corporate.
Chad. Yeah.
Chad at Corporate.
Land Grant corporate up there with Chad. He'll show you kind of a stuffy, but a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your receipts, all that stuff. But I like Chicago a lot. It's a big city, but it's easy to find your way around and enjoy yourself up in Chicago. And got a lot of friends that live up that way and used to live up that way and lived there for a brief time myself.
Shout out to Kyle Brown.
Yeah.
Amy and Kyle.
I don't know. I haven't been to Chicago in a long time and I want to go back soon. So I'm going to say Chicago. But yeah, I don't know. Northern Michigan, good place to drink beer too.
That's
not exactly one town.
Out on the boat.
You kind of got to get around up there. But
yeah, I have to say I do. Yeah, Michigan beers are solid.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Tony?
I guess I can say this since we saved the crew, but I liked Austin, Texas quite a bit when I went down there.
Yeah.
Some cool breweries down there. And
it's not their fault, man.
It's not their fault, but still. Went down there a couple years ago, had a great time, a lot of good breweries down there. Floated down on the river, drank a bunch of local beers. That was a lot of fun in an inner tube.
Nice.
Internationally, I'd have to go. I've been to Germany, which was great. I'd say Montreal. Montreal is one of my favorite breweries, to be honest. It's called Du Desil.
Yeah.
And is one of my favorites.
That's a great brewery.
Love their beer.
Montreal is on my short list of places I want to go.
Get some of that fantastic Montreal smoked meat.
I went in like the dead of winter, and it wasn't the best because of that, but it was also, it's a very
cozy.
Yeah, it was great. It was. Yeah. Very pretty city. We went a lot of different places. It was a lot of fun. We had a little bon spiel when we were there as well.
We went curling when we were there.
That was a lot of fun.
That's good.
So, I would go with Montreal if I'm going to go international.
That's awesome. Yeah. Canada really, I've got a friend, Chris Mirthill. He's our token Canadian around these parts. He brought back, or his mother muled back, just a shit ton of hazy IPAs. Oh, yeah, I'll beep that out. Of hazy IPAs and...
Sorry?
Man, they were all pretty good. We just did like a Canadian beer episode on Pat's Pints over the weekend, and I don't know when that'll come out. But.
Yeah, problem with being up in Canada, you got to go get all your beer at the beer store if you're, I guess, outside the brewery.
Is Pittsburgh still like that, where you have to go to like a beer store?
Places like that.
But like, that's what, isn't it like a national thing? Like
they've changed.
It's called like the beer store?
I think so.
Pennsylvania's changed a little bit to where you can get beer at the grocery stores, but it's still, they monitor, like you can't just go in and buy like four cases of beer. Yeah. You can only buy like one case at a time. It's very, the laws up there, very weird.
Yeah, Quakers. I spent some time.
Seems mean.
I'm actually from Pennsylvania, so.
A city I really enjoyed, but I certainly wouldn't put it on the top drinking cities. Salt Lake City was out there in January. It was an awesome town, had a great time. But man, they've got some backwards ass beer laws there. Where nothing on draft can be higher than like 4% or something. But if you order a bottle or can, it can be whatever.
That's weird.
Interesting. Yeah. You have to be seated to be served a beer. You can only have one drink at the table at once.
I mean, sitting down is nice. I know you always prefer to stand.
We were there for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
We were there for a bachelor party. We went to a Mexican restaurant one night. We were skiing and we ordered a round of tequila shots because we're at a Mexican restaurant and it's a bachelor party. And everyone had a beer or a margarita already on the table. And so they brought out these shots and they had to pick up everyone's drink that was already on the table, whether it was a beer or margarita, and hold it while they put down the shots. And we took the shots, clear those glasses, and then they could put our beers back
down. You better
down.
Give them a good, better tip for that.
Man.
That's a lot of extra
work. They're making
work.
It hard. And just talking to people from Salt Lake, it's way better than it used to be, but it just seems so arbitrary and dumb.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. Why are there so... I mean, I know why, but it is just weird, all these... weird
old
alcohol.
It's one of the benefits of being in Europe. You can take a bottle of wine or some beer to a park, and you're not gonna be a criminal for just having a picnic with a glass of wine.
Right? The city doesn't burst into flames. No. Anarchy doesn't bust out the streets. You just have a picnic and a freaking beer, and that's it.
Yeah.
And or sit on a park bench and say, instead of a cola, maybe I'll have a Pilsner or Kel.
Yeah. Just be grown up about it.
Be a freaking adult. It's not that hard. Americans don't know how to be adults.
That's true. America's still a pretty young country.
We have to play to the lowest common denominator always with
laws. America is like a teenager at this point.
We're dumb. We don't know. We're just teenagers. You're right. We got to learn life lessons.
All right. Well, I thought that was a little...
Got any questions from listeners?
No listener questions, please. Are you going to make one up?
Call Dwyer.
I was thinking Jeremiah Pickles might have phoned him.
Hey, what makes
I missed his call earlier.
Less alcohol?
All right, we don't have a question for a listener. Hey, how about that Pride Parade? That was a banger. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Shout out to Adam, the AV electronics specialist, to get the full-on pool party on the float.
Walt had to drive the trailer to the parade. Mark drew the short straw for driving it through the parade, and then at the end they just said go, and they sent him down a different way to a bunch of roads that were closed.
It was a little intense. I think that trailer is not supposed to be driven over 15 miles an hour, and I got some people that yelled at me and some children that ran up screaming, unicorn, unicorn.
They wanted to get in the pool.
When people yell at you, I mean, it's pretty obvious, the situation here.
Yeah, I think down once I got Green Lawn and I was looping around to Sullivan, I don't think they understood the parade thing on that side.
Well, thank you to Hoffman Farms for lending their trailer.
That
takes our spent grain. That was a big help for us to throw our pool party on the parade road.
It was an amazing
What
a great turnout.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
I don't know if it was bigger than last year, but it seemed like
there was 8,000 marchers last year, and there was 13,000 marchers this year.
Wow,
and
that's crazy.
And who knows how many people showed up.
Yeah, the crowd along the route seemed denser than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weather held out. It's great.
Yeah, it was really
cool. Weather held out most of the time. I know in the afternoon, I think it started raining. When I was leaving the land grant pride pool party.
Yeah, and it hasn't stopped raining since.
Seemingly not.
But yeah, it was a blast. Excited for next year. Really cool to see Columbus turn out like that.
Yeah.
It's the next big party, like we said. Boom Tunes for Red, White, and Boom. Mm-hmm. Followed by, what do we got? The Backyard Barbecue coming up in a few weeks.
Backyard Barbecue.
Backyard Barbecue.
Yeah. It's.
Do we have a date for that?
Backyard Barbecue is going down August 17th.
Oh, 17th. That's a good day.
It's going to be nice and hot. And you're going to want to come out and...
Yeah, we'll have the dunk tank here
down,
again.
Party down. Oh, drink some beers. Dunk tank. Pretty sure Dick and Jane Project coming back for that.
That's cool.
Music. Getting all our neighbors involved. 400. Idea Foundry.
What if they'll do those belt sander races at Idea Foundry again? That was one of the nuttiest...
Yeah.
First annual, they called it. That normally means you're going to do another.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what, a few weeks after that, we got the anniversary party September 29th.
Yep.
Ooh.
They still haven't announced that Nebraska game. We're not really sure. Three noon games leading up to it, but two night games after. So.
Yeah. We will have it on regardless, indoors, outdoors, everywhere. And we'll have tunes and a lot of beer.
It's going to be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah. So what are we talking about next week?
Jamble.
And when I say we, I mean
Jamble.
Y'all.
Ramble Jamble. You're not going to call in from Europe? You're not going to FaceTime us?
Huh. Jamble's not out. Like, we
Wait,
got another
I Jamble
2 weeks
before Jamble out comes out. Next week.
No, no. Jamble comes out Jesus. A week after.
Like, 14th.
Mm. Yeah, we might have a pilot batch coming out.
Well, here's the...
Oh, yeah.
The Wednesday is the 3rd. Are we going to do a podcast on the 3rd?
Maybe do live from the boom.
Yeah, we
boom.
Could do a boom live tunes, from the boom, live boom podcast. Yeah.
Well, during the fireworks.
We could just live describe the people walking down.
Yeah, and we describe the fireworks for people. People love to hear about the fireworks.
We could live
it's
people
a sparkly
watch.
One.
Live people big. Watch.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, I trust that you guys will find at least nothing to talk about the next 2 weeks.
Well, and then we'll get back to our regular scheduled launch of new beers. We've just been cranking out, as we said last week, cranking out the making
hits.
Sure everyone's got quad and pool party and concentrate and all the tasty beers Ooh. Here.
We got some cool new ones that will be out at some point, which is pretty fun that we're doing some other stuff. The brewers are going to have time to brew some other things, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wait. I just had an epiphany. I know what you guys are going to talk about next
what
week.
What are we going to talk about?
Quadrahopic version 103. It's releasing next Wednesday.
Perfect.
All right. That's great.
Wow.
All right, next week on the podcast.
We should probably talk about that then.
Quadrahopic version 103. And in the meantime, I got a plane to catch.
All right, that's a good. Safe travels, Mark.
That's
safe
a
travels.
Good exit. I like that.
Everyone else will see down here at the 424 West Town Street.
Bon voyage.
Tip your bartenders.
Thanks,
Peter
y'all.
Zane.
Yeah, I'll be your Zane to you.
Adieu.
Now, I don't want to rattle you, but the pilot from our flight...
Oh, yeah.
He's in the audience.
Why did you tell me that?
I just didn't want you to see him and freak out.
Why would I freak out?
I don't know, Jerry. Mark? Mark? Jerry Mark?
Well, now I'm freaking out.
Boom, 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 boom.
Got him.